And here we go with another podcast, guys. Wow, that's 2 weeks, Tyler, of us consistently doing podcasts. Very exciting.
Sure is.
Very exciting.
It's very exciting.
Really appreciate that, Nurse Tyler. You'll hear more about that in the podcast, guys, but this is another good one. Mm-hmm. Tyler's got his weekly urine facts today, and there's a way too much urine and Subway conversation in this podcast for me, is what it is. That's really what it comes down to.
Hang on. Guys, you might want to just... The urine conversation was good, though.
You might want to skip this one, guys. I mean, urine and... urine. That's all it was. That's all it was. It was Subway and urine, and I prefer to not be near it either. Tyler?
I can't believe you told our listeners to skip this.
I'm joking. Guys, it's a great podcast.
All right, well, don't lie to them. Guys, no, we talk a little too much about urine. I'll give you that.
Like I said, guys, enjoy the urine and Subway conversation. Let's just jump into it. Not urine, that is, or Subway. Fuck. Yeah, just go ahead and skip this one.
Please put your seats up in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go!
And welcome back to another podcast. My name's Seth.
My name's Tyler.
This is Tyler. I was doing the intro. Tyler? Oh my gosh, you had to interrupt me.
It's okay. Go ahead. You can try it again.
Are we starting off?
No, I'll let you try it again.
No, it's too late. Tyler, how was your week? How's your week been, sir?
Well, it's been a pretty good week overall. It is surprisingly Friday. Dude, this week flew by. Yesterday, yeah. I thought was Wednesday all day. And then I realized it was Thursday. And then I was like, oh, shit, tomorrow's Friday. It's been that fast of a week. I worked out a lot this week. With my job, it's considered a workout now, and I booked a wedding, so I've got a wedding coming up, not until next year, but
congratulations.
Yep,
I got another wedding.
I got another
one. Marrying?
I'm not marrying anybody. I'm taking photos for a wedding, so definitely
okay,
not
that makes sense.
Getting married, yes, but that'll be that'll be next year. But it's always exciting to have stuff like that planned out. Took, 5 minutes.
There can be, there can be some gorgeous single women at weddings, keep your eye out. Careful. They're usually in heat at those things.
Mm. So what you're telling me, it's probably not the best idea.
Maybe not. I don't know, but I really like that movie Wedding Crashers.
I'm going to be honest.
They were having fun.
Have not watched the whole thing before.
You've never watched all of Wedding Crashers?
Never watched all of it.
Such a good movie.
Classic.
They haven't made good comedies like that in a while, man.
I think good comedies are tough to find these days.
Which they are. There's plenty of humor. I just saw it came out today, but they had the early release, on Thursday evening, went and saw Free Guy.
Oh, Free somebody Guy? Was telling me about this. It's the Ryan Reynolds movie? Yes.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
He was like an AI. Oh, it was hilarious. It was great. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. So.
I feel like anything Ryan Reynolds touches, it like turns to gold.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Yeah. He's like one of those really talented guys. Yeah. Dude, took the words right out of my mouth.
Yes, nice theater I went to too, and which tickets, movie ticket prices are cheaper here than they are up there. I think I was usually spending at least for an evening ticket like $16. Here was just like $13. So it's a little cheaper.
Was this at an AM theater? What do they call it? The AMC theater?
Yeah, it was one of those similar ones. It has like the stadium seating.
Okay.
And then you can order food in it, but like I think you have to go out and get it. Like give you like an alarm thing, and you got to go pick it up.
No, they don't.
Now the other one I went to that's here, that's downtown Bentonville. Yeah, just off of the square, which is like the downtown Bentonville area. It's like a full restaurant, and she'll just come and dine and take care of you. Which there they don't have buttons, but you just put up this like little cardboard piece, and when she sees it, she'll come and get you another drink or whatever. Which that ended up being kind of annoying because she didn't see mine for a while. And it was like 20 plus minutes before I even was able to put my other order in, but there was still plenty of time left in the movie. But the food wasn't too bad. Like the menu was fairly small, which, there's nothing wrong with having a small menu. There's some really good items, but nothing was really jumping out at me too much. But yeah, it was definitely a good date spot. They even have like a bar there, and then it's like it's really modern looking building too. Like it's all like concrete looking and stuff like that. Like it doesn't look like your typical movie theater from the outside.
Now, is the sign like holding up the sign? Is that COVID protocol, or is that just how they do it?
That's how they do it. They don't have buttons there, at least in that area.
Gotcha.
And which was kind of lame that like, so like, it was all on one level and then you're kind of looking up, but your seat reclines. But I walked into the smaller theaters on the side, and those are like more like stadium seating. So they had, and it was weird too, cause they had both. So you have these two rooms next to each other and a curtain goes down between them. And they're playing the same movie. So they have this one big area. It seems like they kind of messed up when it came to designing this, because now they have to always play the same movie in these one, two rooms there.
Yeah.
Or they could have made it long ways and had one screen and had a giant room. So, yeah, I've never seen anything like that. Basically, like, the curtain comes up between the two rooms, and then the same movie plays for both rooms.
Now I'm confused. Is this... Was this built as a movie theater, or was it renovated?
Yeah, it was. It was built as a movie theater.
Strange. So
it's just that's one room, and then all the other ones are smaller rooms, and they have like stadium seating. This one is this one floor, but it's a lot bigger screens and bigger area in that area. But but still, one of my favorite pastimes is just to grab a sub from Quiznos, Quiznos, a very good subs.
Mm.
We've probably talked about this when I was moving up there or even looking for Quiznos, saw that there was a bunch of Quiznos in Toledo and they all had closed next to them.
Yeah, it's because Quiznos is shitty.
Dude, what's better than Quiznos? Name a sub that's better than Quiznos.
They closed because people just stopped going there. They were like, this is some shit.
Well, yeah, subs. They weren't popular enough. There's a couple really good sandwiches places up in Toledo. There's a place that's been there forever. I think it's just called the Sandwich Shop. And it's downtown Toledo. And I had to spread goat cheese on my sandwich there. And, like, I've had goat cheese before, and it's just not... Not a big fan of it.
I've never had goat cheese.
But this was insane. This was insane. Like this, it was a spread, and they put that on your sandwich, and it was so freaking good. But and then there's a chain, a smaller chain that is there too. That's really popular. That's really good.
The only other sub place that I can even think of in the area is Jimmy John's.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of Jimmy John's because of how tough the bread is. Oh my gosh, slap the shit out of that dog.
She's fine. I have only ever had Jimmy John's one time in my life, and I was piss drunk, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever had in my life because it was food, and I needed it. And I just remember I remember sitting inside of a Jimmy John's, just smashing on this footlong sub. I can't even remember what kind it was, but it was the most amazing thing ever. That's how I remember. And I know that
sandwiches are pretty good.
I know it wasn't the case though, because I was piss drunk and super hungry.
Right.
So
I would
like to try it sober to kind of see how it actually tastes.
Yeah. The big thing I don't like about there is just how tough their bread is. The bread's too tough.
What are your thoughts on Subway subs then?
Can't stand it's not fresh. Like, it's not that they don't, everything is pre-cut. Like Jimmy John's and like Lenny's, like Quiznos, dude, they cut it right there in front of you. Like, they're it's freshly cut.
Why am I just okay with that? And why do I think they Subway, don't even, I think Subway tastes does not so good.
Cut. Oh, I've literally gotten one issue is that we used to always eat there, so I had that bad taste in my mouth. But yeah, Subway, there's like a, in Italy, like they sued Subway because saying they can't even call their bread because it's like 13% sugar. Or something. There's not even enough wheat in it. For it to be considered bread.
I think you're full of shit.
It's like, look it up.
Nah, I think you're full of shit.
Look it up, dude. That happened like last year or two ago.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Here, look it up.
Didn't happen.
Because I don't want to go get a call come through on my phone.
You probably
look
will.
Look it up, boy. Look it up. Look it up. You're about to.
I'm probably going to get nothing. Like, no hits.
Yeah, it was, like, by the bread people of
Italy. So, this was not in Italy. This was in Ireland.
Ireland.
Yep. So, first off.
Ireland, okay, yes.
You are completely in the wrong country, sir.
Oh, shut up. Read it. Read that shit. Read that shit, boy. But yeah, they don't cut their shit in house. Of course, their biggest spokesperson is now in jail for child trafficking.
Let's not put that on Subway. That's not on them.
That's not on them, though. But yeah, like.
So it says it's got. The sandwiches have a sugar content of 10% of the weight of the flour included in the dough.
That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
In a statement sent to The Guardian, a spokesperson for Subway said Subway's bread is, of course, bread. The ruling is not the first slice of controversy for the brand. In 2014, Subway decided to start removing the flour whitening agent, whatever, I can't even say that word, from its baked goods after a petition circulated online. The ingredient is commonly used in manufacturing of yoga mats and carpet underlay and has been banned by the European Union and Australia from use in food products.
Oh my gosh. It is kind of insane, some of the things we put in our body and not even realize it.
Dude, and we're just okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm okay with it.
You're that much of a Subway fan?
Dude, I like Subway, man. Anytime I go there, I order 2 footlongs, same exact sandwich, and I eat them both in one sitting.
Holy shit. Yep. Which sandwich do you get?
Mine is pretty basic, which is probably why I can eat 2, but I get a footlong Italian. I get Black Forest ham, pepper jack cheese, lettuce, and mayo. That's it. And I get 2 of them, and I eat them both in one sitting.
I can make you a better sandwich with some fresh ingredients. Just go into Walmart and have them cut the meat in front of me. I'll do like the Big Mama sandwich too. I haven't. Like, just getting, or an Italian is one that I like. I'll get a sub, and then I'll go to the store and have them, you know, freshly cut it, and I'll put it in the oven and melt the cheese with the meat, and then I usually put some, at least some onions on there, and I'll dip it in my favorite ranch, like a sour cream based ranch that you can get at Walmart for like $1.50.
You doing any cooking
and
lately?
And dip that. Just last week I made pizza. It lasted me 3 days. I love my pizza. Did I ever make that for you?
Yes, you made it.
I made that, yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, you enjoyed it. Bullshit, you liked it. You liar.
It was fucking terrible, folks. It was terrible.
Bullshit.
If Seth ever tries to make pizza and send it your way because you listen to the podcast, I highly recommend you refuse it. It's not good.
I would love to have a pizza place. So David Dobrik is going to open a pizza place called Dobrik's.
I believe it.
Like dough, a play on dough with dough, Dobrik's, and then, of course, his last name.
It's clever.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
He was trying to get Joe Vopla, somebody in the vlog squad. He was trying to get him to come up with, like, a slogan. And he said he'd give them a free pizza for a year, a week, if he could come up with a really good slogan for the pizza place. I was like, dude, that would be killer. I mean, man, I already eat pizza enough as it is, one pizza a week. That'd probably be it. Like, I probably have at least pizza once a week.
I would say my favorite play on words is still what I came up with you before the podcast.
What's that?
My favorite play on words is what I came up with for you before we started the podcast.
What was that?
Slumdog Seth.
Oh my gosh. I'm not a slumlord. I take good care of my
renters. The double S's, Slumdog Seth. No, he disagrees. He's not too happy. Not too happy. Also, Seth is drinking coffee today for the first time and not drinking a Sunrise Energy drink.
Finally, yeah. I usually, part of the reason I was drinking those energy drinks so much, my brother just picked them up. I decided not to spend so much money on them because, like, I was drinking one or two of them a day.
Yeah, it's not good.
And, man, they're like $2. I was spending well over $100 in energy drinks a month.
Spend your money on coffee. It's better for you.
Yeah. I mean, those energy drinks, yeah, there's still shit in there that's not good for you, but I do the zero-calorie ones, zero-sugar ones.
Granted, I shouldn't say anything about energy because ever since I started my pretty much workout, I started taking an energy powder. It's called C4. It's basically just like a pre-workout type deal. And have you ever heard of it? Have you ever taken anything like that before?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so...
No, I haven't.
I started taking it. I take it, you know, 5 days a week when I wake up. I drink it with 8 ounces of water as I'm going in. They say to take it like 30 minutes before your workout. I pretty much take it 30 minutes before I start doing anything. And I like it so far. There's only one issue with it, is... When I take it in the mornings, it is the only thing in my body, because, like, I'm not eating anything. Like, I'm drinking water right when I wake up, but, like, I'm not eating breakfast before I'm going into work. So, like, it's the only thing in my body, you know, at 3 a.m., and it hits me way faster than 30 minutes because there's nothing else in me at that point. And the only issue with it is when I'm not doing anything on it, it feels like, and everybody describes it the same way that has taken C4 before, they know. But it feels like little ants are, like, crawling all over your body. Like, you can feel the tingliness, like, everywhere. And that's only when I'm not doing anything. So, like, if I'll take it and, you know, I get to work and maybe it takes a little longer to, like, start moving, I'll be standing there and I can feel, like, little ants crawling all over my body. But the moment I actually start doing something and start working, start sweating, it goes away completely. Besides that, that's the only drawback that I found so far. But I literally take that 5 days a week, every single morning right now. It's nice. I'm trying to lose a little bit of that that manager weight that I put on, you know, that polo weight I don't want anymore.
How much weight did you have on?
I'm honestly barely anything, not a lot, but I haven't. You got to think I haven't worked out in 5 years. Just my cardio that I actually got like at work as a manager, which still I was getting really good cardio. You got to think I was doing 15 miles a day, over 30,000 steps. Like, that's a lot for somebody that's not working out. So like realistically, my cardio is still pretty good. Now I realize that my cardio is good because I'm able to do, I'm not working as long, so I'm able to do like a regular like 7 hours, like pushing really hard versus, you know, 13 hours of like a marathon type pace. So feels good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I would have fell asleep if I had to keep listening to you talk about your cardio.
I'm pretty sure you are falling asleep.
You know, you look like a male nurse today.
What is that supposed to mean?
This shirt you're wearing kind of just has like nurse vibes. It has what are those scrubs?
Scrubs.
It looks like a, you know, looks like scrubs.
No, dude, this is my. It's a new long sleeve. It's by Cuts.
Oh, it's a long sleeve. Yeah. No, it doesn't. By yeah. Cuts.
Yeah, Cuts. The brand is called Cuts.
What brand is this? Is this an online brand?
It's a clothing brand. I don't want to say like a new brand because it's been around for a while. But anybody that like scrolls through Instagram at any point throughout their day has definitely seen an ad for Cuts before. But it's supposed to be like it's expensive, but it's like high quality, just regular solid color clothes. Like it's supposed to be the most basic thing ever. It's all solid colors and it's just for like people that want to like simplify their wardrobe. And what? You look like you want to say something.
I feel like you're spending too much time on Instagram if you're being suckered into to buy stuff from their ads.
So I don't do
that.
Oh
my god.
This is a clothing company that like I've looked at before, not on Instagram, and then I saw them on Instagram at one point. But I own
right, and they followed you and started sending ads at you.
No.
They do that.
Well, that's the point of Google. It's free for a reason. But they have like these little these special drops because I signed up for their newsletter. They have like special drops where they'll do like, you know, three shirts, like a three shirt pack, which they usually don't because their clothes are, I mean, they're rather expensive. It's not cheap. Like one shirt is like $38, $40. And it's just a basic t-shirt is really all it is. But I've got 6 pairs of shirts from them now because I bought 2 of the like 3 packs. The first one that I bought was like a mystery pack. It's basically like they're going to send you 3 random shirts and they sent me like,
wow. This is more exciting than hearing about your cardio.
Oh, that's good. They sent me 3 random shirts, which were like basic colors. And then they have like a fall pack, which they have kind of like fall colors. So I got that. And this was in the fall pack. But dude, I'm telling you, the most comfortable shirts I've ever put on in my life. Quality is fantastic. It's breathable. Like these are without a doubt the most comfortable things I've ever owned. And they also sell like hoodies and obviously the long sleeve shirts, t-shirts. And I think that's all right now. I don't think they do anything else. But you've
no free brand deals, Tyler.
Well, no, they're not paying me. Are you kidding me? It'd be different if they were paying me.
I know.
But
giving a friend brand.
Have you noticed that like when you look online or when you're scrolling, like there's so many new clothing companies out there that are going for like the best plain t-shirts that you can find at like an affordable price. Have you noticed that?
No, not really. I know. I mean, like some people just are pretty plain with their clothing. Like David Dobrik, once again, I'm saying David Dobrik, he always wears just black shirts.
Jesus, suck his dick, why don't you, or something. Come on, dude. Just get it over with.
I'm not gay, Tyler. You don't have to be questionable male nurse outfit.
You don't have to be gay.
You have to. Is that what you tell your homies? Oh no. My gosh. Oh my gosh.
That was a joke, obviously. But dude, I have seen
is that what your friend told you in high school?
I've seen such a big push for just like plain t-shirt companies. I've never seen it like, because there's another one that I saw an ad for. It's called Mac Weldon. It's supposed to be like an entire wardrobe of simple plain colors that is supposed to let you make less decisions on your day. You can literally just throw some clothes on. It's all going to match. You don't got to think about it, which is, I guess there's comfort in the fact that like, you don't have to pick out an outfit for the day. You can just put it on and it's easy and it's simple.
Right. And then, I know I need to get me some more clothing I'm hoping to lose some more weight before I get any more clothing. I lost like 5 pounds.
How much do you weigh right now?
Man, 270. Well, no. My scales were, it was probably like 260. I found out my scale is like 10 pounds more than what it should be. Maybe around 260, 265.
Why is it that far off?
I don't know. Well, it's just an old scale. It's just it's not electric or nothing. It's just one of those old ones. And
you should have got...
Been here forever.
You know what I really want? I want one of those scales. We've definitely talked about it before. The scale that like can hook up to your phone. Like you can just track your weight on that.
I have... I like that so much that like, yeah, there's a good one. I'll send you it on Amazon, show you it on Amazon. I've used the same one. I bought the same one twice. In fact, it's so one of them is at my property there in Toledo.
Oh, is it? Okay.
One of my properties, where I was living. And, but yeah, and it just hooks up to your cell phone.
Yeah.
And then you see, I love seeing like that it does like a graph.
Yep.
And then shows you daily where you are. And I like that visualization. That really helps me. And then, I mean, it's great when you see a nice arch too, you know, headed down.
Right.
I love numbers too. So like that really helps me motivate me. And
I think simple, I mean, it's easier to understand when you're looking at graphs and numbers. Like it just makes sense.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got a new sleep app. It's called Auto Sleep because I'm trying to like get on a healthier sleep schedule than I've been on for like the past 7 years. I've been using it every day for like the past 2 weeks, and I highly recommend anybody that like wants to try to get their sleep under control to check it out. I think it was like $3. I bought it a long time ago on the App Store. And I just never used it kind of after I bought it. But I have it monitor like through my Apple Watch because I wear my Apple Watch to bed. But the kind of data that it gives you makes sleeping, I don't want to call it like a game, but it gives you, you know, the colors, the graphs, the numbers that make it like more enjoyable to like make you want to get a good sleep. And it gives you like a sleep rating, like an overall percentage of how well you slept. It has a sleep bank, which technically after reading a book about sleep, it's not a real thing. Like you can't bank hours. It's not kind of how it works, but it does show like the percentage of debt you are when it comes to your goal of sleep every single day. It's pretty cool. It's not bad. Again, it's called Auto Sleep. Like my home screen kind of looks like this. Kind of tough to see, I guess. It's kind of like a clock.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Huh. It's kind of like a clock, and it's different things on it are like your deep sleep, your quality sleep, how long you were awake throughout the night. It's pretty good. But I'm realizing that...
You're cutting out.
I'm still, even with my 6 hours of sleep at night, I'm still not getting like my... Oh, now I can't hear you.
I know I couldn't hear you for a little bit. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Oh, you know what happened? You disconnected from my headphones.
Ah.
Hang on. Now it's connecting again. All right, now talk.
There we go.
Yep, there we go.
We are back.
Well, I didn't stop. Yeah, we're going to keep going here.
Yeah, sleep's really important for my, you know, for my anxiety and stuff, so, which... I ran out, but melatonin works really well for me, which it's a really good, you know, natural. I mean, that's something from your body is melatonin.
But, now, the important thing to remember when it comes to the melatonin, though, is melatonin only helps your body get ready for sleep. It doesn't help you stay asleep. It's just tricking your body into saying, okay, it's time to start producing melatonin. It's time to actually go to bed. And I know there's...
Which that's what I mostly need anyway.
So that's, and that's a good thing. But like, I know...
Going to bed is the rough part for me, you know.
I've read before that somebody asked the question, like, you know, if I'm taking melatonin, is my body going to stop producing melatonin because I'm giving it melatonin, like, artificially? Like, is my brain going to stop producing melatonin if I just keep taking melatonin all the time? And, oh, this was on the Joe Rogan podcast. Ah, I forget who it was. He was a... I don't want to call him a professor because I have no fucking idea. But he was talking about all, like, of the natural things that you can do that are better for you than melatonin. And I'll have to put it in the notes or something of this episode because I can't remember what it was. But there's so many better things that you can take than just melatonin for sleep. I'm going to actually send it to you. Might be helpful.
Yeah, yeah. Or look it up and stuff and we'll talk about it Monday.
Sounds good. I can do that.
But yeah, because like sleep's important. I mean, like, of course, I don't want to sleep too little and then I don't want to sleep too much, you know, because then I'll get more drowsy sleeping too much or I'll just waste the day away, you know, which I think Monday I ended up going, because after the podcast, I went back to sleep or whatever. And then, I mean, I'll sleep too much from anxiety, you know, like, But just having that sweet spot there. But I mean, my main key is not, I mean, I can, that's the, when my bipolar kicks in is when I lose lots and lots of, and that's not a little bit of sleep. I can still, you know, have an all nighter or whatever, stay up all night. Like it's after, you know, weeks and weeks of no sleep or little to none.
Yeah.
Weeks and weeks. And it just adds up over time. And then my brain just goes, I'm cuckoo.
You were up late last night, too. Which
really can make anybody. I mean, somebody, huh?
You were up late last night, too, weren't you?
I mean, yeah, which I always am. I mean, I was up till about 4 or so.
Well,
yeah.
You texted me at 5, so 4 o'clock your time.
Right, 4 o'clock. So, yeah, I was asleep probably 30 minutes after that. 34, I was trying to still make... Because I was waking up at 12:45 my time, so I was trying to make sure I was asleep by 4:45. And it just, I mean, it's really not that good for me to be going to sleep that well, you know, that late. But, I mean, I'm a night owl. I love being up late like that. And then I've just been kind of just whenever I get up or whatever, I go on DoorDash to kill some time and keep my mind busy so my anxiety stays under control, So that's really been my main way of kind of dealing with my anxiety is, like, just staying busy. And and then plus, what I'd be doing at home, I'd do in the car anyways, got my iPad in there, get listen to the podcasts and different, just basically I have a visual, but, like, mostly just, it's mostly podcast stuff where I can just listen and glance at every once in a while when I have time or when I'm able to, and then, you know, drop off people's food and stuff, groceries sometimes, but it's kind of chill that way, and then it keeps my mind busy and I don't stress as much. But
what podcast are you listening to?
I've really been into Kill Tony.
Ah, okay.
I would love to go see that live in Austin.
I hear he has so ridiculous it's such shows.
Yeah.
I've never
yeah,
seen one before.
It's great. It's all on YouTube. They're all on YouTube. And he does a live podcast, and he has a bucket full of names, and he pulls people's names that want to come up and do a minute of comedy. Mm-hmm. And then he asks them question. He'll they'll kind of roast him. They'll you know, depending on the roast him pretty good a lot of times.
They do some crazy shit on that show.
Nothing super ridiculous. I'm curious what nothing crazy. One of the comedians has been making out with chicks about every episode. That's been pretty funny.
Well, okay, so
making out with a chick.
Do you know about that specific comedian that would always go up and make out with everybody? Like, they would always ask, like, hey, who wants to make out with this guy, or who will make out with this guy?
Yeah.
You know,
there's the Asian guy that,
yeah, you know, at one point just recently, they had asked somebody a question, who wants to sleep with this guy? Do you know about this?
Yeah, I guess he had sex with somebody in the closet.
Yes. And they asked,
yeah, it's that guy.
They asked the woman, like, would you sleep with this guy? And she was like, yes. And then she was like, only if my date, or something like, only if my date could join too. Because she was on a date with somebody. And then.
Oh, yeah, that was just here recently.
Yeah, and no, then.
That was the closet one. The closet, I guess, was another time. This one was just Monday. And, I guess he left with the couple.
Well, okay, so this happened multiple times then. Because at one point, she got asked, would you sleep with this guy? She said, yeah, only if my date could too. And it turns out later, she ended up sleeping with him in the closet, or sleeping with him in a closet, and the date didn't know about it, and the date was upset, and he ended up leaving.
Oh, yeah, that was another time.
Yeah, so this has happened multiple times.
Yeah, this time, the girl he made out with called her date up on stage, and the three of them were all talking to Kill Tony. Like, there was a whole interview thing. That was another time. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Because even, I think Joe Rogan was talking about
Joe it. Joe talked about it, too, podcast. Yeah. I do some wild shit, man.
But there was that Asian guy that tried to cancel Tony or whatever, and that just backfired because he got himself blacklisted by a lot of comedians for literally kill Tony.
Isn't it crazy that we saw him live, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah, man, December, man. Joe's doing another live show, like a new material and stuff.
A new tour.
Like, he's going to be in Tulsa, man. Tulsa's like only 2 hours from me.
Going to go?
I was thinking about it. Dude, it'd be epic if you could fly in and we could go together. That would be crazy.
Yeah, pay for my ticket.
It's a good.
Seth nodded yes. Yeah.
Well, I definitely got to do that sometime. Yeah, either that or just to have you come hang out for a weekend. You get 3-day weekends? Could fly like
a, I'm not doing a 3-day weekend with you. That'd be terrible.
Or 4 days?
4 days? What, oh my fuck? God. Fuck that, dude.
Oh, get out of here, man. Come on,
there's
man.
There's no way.
Stop. Stop. We talk about doing a road trip to freaking. Just stop. You know,
yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing that either. That,
you know, we have terrible fun together. He's smiling as he says it.
I'm not. I'm dead serious. You're nobody else will believe you.
Tyler.
Nobody believes you. Do you like my little, I posted a video so on our Instagram. Have you seen that yet?
So won't we, and no one takes me serious. We.
I wouldn't if I talked like, if you talk so like that.
So won't.
Fuck, dude.
Did you finally start posting?
What do you mean? Oh, so if anybody listening needs to know, I'm taking over the Instagram page for Unscripted Banter because Seth is just the worst Instagram.
Whatever. Well, you Instagrammer don't have to delete in the world. Everything. You could have just added on. You could have stacked it on.
No, here's the thing. You need to. Anybody that's curious, I didn't delete anything. I just archived it to kind of clean up the grid a little bit because we're going to. I didn't delete everything. I saved a few things, like some good photos of us. I saved the first time we were podcasting at the fire, talking about you coming up, and then I saved your last two posts, so it was nothing crazy. But I did...
Well, you need to start posting.
I did just post a
video. 3 times a week.
Well, I'm not... Okay, so here's the thing.
Get your shit together. Get your shit
together, it's going to be Tyler. Quality posts, all right? Not this bullshit that you call posting 3 times a week. So but I was talking shit to you on our Instagram.
This is your favorite half of Unscripted Banter here, waiting for the other half to call me back. I'm just looking at myself right now. Podcast is supposed
Nurse
to start at 2.
Tyler.
It's currently 1:59. I'm not convinced I'm going to get a call back before 2. Seth, where you at, man?
Yeah, I was making my coffee.
Yeah,
I was making my coffee, Tyler. And it's lovely. And now it's all gone.
Well, it sounds like it served its purpose then, because it woke you up. Now it's gone. What kind of coffee did you make, by the way? You said it was the last that you had.
It was just like Walmart brand.
Hot.
Nothing's. Nothing fancy like your shit.
If you gave me the choice between Walmart brand coffee and my own piss, I'm probably drinking my own piss.
You would.
Yep.
That's because you regularly drink your own piss, you fucking psycho.
No, I'm pretty sure you can only drink your piss like once, right? I think it's one time.
How the fuck would I know? You're the one that drinks piss.
I don't drink piss. Hang on. I'm actually very curious. How many times can you?
There's a limit to drinking your own piss? I mean, I would recommend not doing it.
Drink your pee. Yes. I know that there is.
Why? And then you explode?
No.
Your head explodes?
I just think like, hang on. Let's see here. You can only survive 3 days without water. You'll be weak from dehydration before you reach the point of death.
Because of how important hydration is.
Okay. It's a great idea, right? We need water for survival. It is the remaining 5% of urine, which is problematic. The kidneys do a great job of filtering impurities from the blood, excreting through the urine. There are over 3,000 compounds in urine, which is kind of crazy.
Wow, this podcast is turning into a urine facts.
Hang on.
Welcome to Urine Facts.
The more dehydrated the person is, the less water in the less water is in the pee, which is okay. What happens when you drink urine? Your kidneys filter waste products into urine. When you drink urine, you are putting all this waste back into your body, much of which will end up back in your kidneys. This puts a serious strain on your kidneys, which is why Slate reports that drinking urine can cause symptoms similar to kidney failure. So I'm pretty sure it doesn't have like a how many times. Oh, okay, hey, here Tyler, it is. Here it is. Hang on.
Great idea. Why are we not
drinking?
Maybe you just don't drink pee.
Drinking urine will give you an extra day or two of survival. You can drink urine 1 to 3 times before it becomes too concentrated for your kidneys to filter. So that makes sense. So yeah, there's a limit. You can't just keep drinking your piss and stay alive. I knew I wasn't crazy.
The more you know. Welcome back to another Urine Facts with Tyler. Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
Sharing those tidbits.
Now, I'll be honest. I don't know what site I was on, and it could be wrong. But I just know that you shouldn't drink your piss more than once.
It's beautiful, Tyler.
That's all I'm saying.
It's beautiful. It touches me. It touches me that you care so much about, you know, us drinking our own urine.
Well, you can drink your own urine. I don't care how many times you drink yours.
That's about the podcast, guys. Well, that should wrap it up there.
Yeah, Seth is feeling urine a little salty today. Feeling a bit salty.
What's your favorite planet? What's your favorite planet, Tyler? Uranus?
I knew you were going to say that shit. All right, Seth, it is Friday. It is the final episode before the weekend.
Yep.
You got any plans?
I'm going to make a stuffed version of you and beat the shit out of it.
I'm glad that's what you're going to do. Thank you for clarifying.
I'm going to punch it in the face. I'm going to call him Nurse Tyler. What are you going to do, Tyler?
I have a lot of guitar playing to do this weekend. So
there you go.
My Instagram stories will be a lot of photos of, you know, band guitar playing. Playing Saturday morning rehearsal, Saturday night playing, and then playing again Sunday morning. So that'll be fun. Besides that, that's about it. I'm going to do some adulting, do some cleaning. I'm going to work on my website for my photography. I'm actually making a website because I've noticed that Instagram is literally starting to turn into like videos, and it's not an actual like photo sharing site anymore. And like even Instagram said that, like, hey, we are not a photo sharing site anymore. So I want to build something a little more professional than just like my Instagram grid for photos. So I'm actually building a website. And I don't know when that's going to go live yet, but I'm still working on it. So I might do that too.
That's amazing, Tyler.
Yep.
Wow. Definitely going to try to fit in some, you know, posting on our Instagram. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, we'll see.
Try and do that.
We'll see.
Your shit together. Man, I'm peeling. What the fuck am I peeling?
All right, well, I'm going
to... I'm dying!
So while Seth peels the skin off, I'm going to sign off here. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.